Welcome to Warrior Basketball. Hold on to your seats, folks. The action's about to begin. Good evening, Warrior fans, and welcome to Amity High School basketball here from Sheridan, where your Warriors will take on the Spartans in this Boys Pac West Conference matchup. Warriors are 12-3 overall, 6-3 in league. Spartans 7-11 and 5-5. However, there's a big difference between the Warriors 6-3 and the Sheridan 5-5. The Warriors have 3 losses, 2 to Dayton and 1 to Sandy M. Christian by 3 points in league. The Spartans have losses to Dayton, Sandy M. Christian by, 17 or so. Lost to Taft by 3. Lost to Amity by 17. So those are their league losses. That 1, 2, 3, 4. There should be another league loss somewhere there. I don't know where it is. They beat Sio. In league, they've beaten Sio, Taft, Jefferson twice. And Sio again. So, last time these two teams met, Warriors handled it pretty easily. See how the Warriors play tonight. They've been playing pretty good defense overall, but their last game against Dayton, where they were down, I don't know what it was, 28-2 or something in the first quarter, the defense wasn't good and the offense was abysmal. So you give up 28 and a quarter, that is bad. Now, granted, Boston Hodges was absolutely on fire to start that game, but the Warriors defensively did not do a good job of closing out on him, finding the shooters, and offensively the Warriors just turned the ball over and took bad shots, and just it was one very ugly quarter. Ugliest quarter of basketball I've seen in terms of lopsidedness in high school basketball that I can really remember, because theoretically, you know, the Warriors are not in the same tier as Dayton, but maybe 2 tiers below them. We played like we were at the bottom of the 3A rankings, not, you know, in the upper middle section. Just was a horrific game. But tonight the Warriors take on a team that the only problem we really had with this team was not getting out on Trevor Norwest, 6'3 senior who can knock down threes. Other than that, basically it's Cesar Casillas trying to drive the ball and take tough shots. And then Whitrock jacking up threes left and right, and against us, he missed like his first 8, I think, in that game. I don't even know. I don't think he ever hit one. It was ugly. But so the Warriors, it'll be interesting. I think this is the team we should be playing man-to-man defense against. Last time we played a lot of zone.
Yeah.
When we played man-to-man, occasionally we had some issues, but I don't know. I think playing man-to-man helps you come out and be focused. I like that. We'll see what Devin wants to do tonight. So Warriors starting tonight. It'll be George Meeker, Andrew Grove,
Evan
Berkman.
The mic. The guy's, he's on it up there. See him up there?
Yeah, he got it fixed. It'll be Meeker, Grove, Berkey, Parton, and Nyseth starting for the Warriors. For the Sheridan Spartans, Alex Martinson, Cesar Casillas, a senior guard, Nick Whitrock, a senior guard, Trevor Norwest, a senior wing, who, like I said, he does one thing, and that's shoot the three. And then senior Nicky Sanchez. Warriors in their road black uniforms are going to start off going left to right in front of us. White numbers and letters, a little bit of royal trim. Spartans in their drab-looking off-white uniforms with navy blue. I mean, they're about the most unimaginative uniforms you could find. I mean, they're Nike uniforms, but just kind of a
ugly.
Yeah, they're not a nice-looking uniform. Shows you just because you buy an expensive uniform doesn't mean your uniform looks good. All right, jumping center will be Martinson and Nyseth. to see as their best athlete by far. Solidly built, 5 foot, maybe 10-inch point guard. Looks like a running back.
Yeah.
All right, we are finally ready to go here between the 13th and the 33rd ranked 3A teams, according to OSAA. Ball's up in the air. Nyseth wins the tap easily. Grove will bring it up. Grove, left angle extended, now towards the middle, swings it to Berkey on the right angle. Back over to Grove. Looks at the three, down low to Nyseth. He dribbles it out, gives it to Grove. Berkey, right angle, down low, Meeker, nobody had him. He left it short. George Meeker,
great
no
pass.
Follow through. Great pass from Berkey. Meeker just almost, not really rim checked, but it kind of looked like it. That was the result. Casillas gives it to Martinson. He's fouled by Nyseth. Don't need foul trouble right away.
No. He didn't even think about moving his feet. He just stuck out his arm and hooked him.
Well, neither of our big guys, speaking of Nyseth and Clark, are particularly quick laterally.
No.
And you have to slide step. That's not their strength. They can handle you straight on, but if you move laterally on them, it's tough. Casillas gets it into Norwest. Out to Casillas. Backs down.
That's
lowered
offense.
His shoulder. Offensive foul. That wasn't Casillas. That was Sanchez with the offensive foul. Just lowered the right shoulder into the chest of Meeker, I think. Good defense.
No, it was Andrew.
Oh, Andrew Grove. Good defense by Grove. Gave ground. Repositioned himself. Grove brings it up. No score early. There's another nice one down low. Kick back out. Carton for three. That's a good look. Halfway down, wouldn't stay. Norwest with the rebound. Casillas, middle of the floor. Swings it over to Wittrock. Dribble drive, lost by Wittrock, gets it back out. Martinson tried
That's
to back his way down.
Way.
Offensive foul. So, two offensive fouls on the last two trips down the floor. If coach trying to get attention, that's Stephen Grauer trying to get attention of the official, not happy with that. Carton on the left wing extended. Meeker down low. Nyseth kicks it out to Grove. Drives from the right wing. Bounce pass back to Carton.
Great
lays
pass.
It up and in. That was outstanding, wasn't it? Grove with an excellent pass to Carton for the lay-in. Casillas. Jump pass to the high post. Martinson at the top of the key. To Sanchez. Skip pass over to Wittrock. Deep three. 22-footer. Buries it.
Can't leave him open.
Well, he couldn't hit anything, but anybody who has that kind of a green light, you know they can shoot it.
Yep.
Grove swings it over to Carton. Carton drives to the elbow. Over to Grove. Drives right baseline. Jump pass to Meeker. Left baseline. Back out to Grove for three. No good. Rebound, pulled down by Wittrock. Warriors back on defense. Hands it to Norwest, back to Wittrock. Wittrock works left, looking for a three. You gotta stay up on him. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors. Casillas for a deep three, no good.
Oh.
Long rebound, Sanchez, no box out by Grove. Gets it into, Martinson. Skip pass back out. Casillas on the right angle, extended. Directing some traffic. Drives left, gets a little screen. Hesitation dribble, step back. That's a travel, no call, hits a three. James Harden can do that. It's not a travel in the NBA. In high school, that should be a travel. 6-2 early for Sheridan. Meeker in the corner, back out to Grove. High post, Nyseth turns, misses. Norwest with the rebound. Taking up some room in the middle of that key. 3 minutes gone, Warriors have 2 points. Casillas. Top of the key, works right. Hands
They're only
off
looking
Wittrock.
For one thing, a three. There it is.
Wittrock backs it out to Sanchez. High post Martinson knocked away by Nyseth with the steal. He's driving hard, lost it. They're going to get him for a travel. Offensive foul. Is that, that's his second.
That guy was not set.
No. Could have been a travel. That's going to get Gavin Watson into the game right away. As soon as the next dead ball anyway. Wasn't quick enough on the bench. You got to be quicker than that as a coach. your assistant coach has got to be on that. He was questioning the call. Your assistant coach has got to know that's two fouls. Got to get him out. Sanchez skips it over to Casillas. Another deep three. Misses this one. Ball tipped. Nice up with the rebound. Pushes up the right side. Be careful. His aggressive style can draw offensive fouls. Drove in the corner. Skips it over to Berkey. Inside Meeker off his hands. Watson in. We'll see. Watson might be the little spark we need here, Ron. We've seen it a number of times. He comes in the game.
Yeah, they're going to change up their defense now. They're going to play a little 1-3-1.
Yep. When he's in the game, that allows you to play a different defensive style. Sanchez to Casillas. Casillas back over to Whitrock. Whitrock loses. Well, they're going to call a reach-in foul on Carton.
Four?
I think so.
No, it's on 11.
Hmm. That was actually dribbled off of Watson's foot.
He grabbed his arm.
Must have got his arm on it. Whitrock with it. 13 found the Warriors. Whitrock drives, baseline, kicks. Norwest in the corner, hits the three. All he does, Ron, is poke. He just camps out in that left corner and waits until the defense forgets about him. 9-2.
They're not looking for anything else. They won't take anything inside. That's what you're talking about. That man-to-man has to be in their face when they get up in the three-point area.
That's why the zone is dangerous.
Well, they were back. They switched back to man-to-man after
nobody was on him.
Well, I don't want to say anything, but there was the person who was supposed to be guarding him.
I thought we were still in the zone. No. Nobody was on him.
No, they got out of the 1-3-1.
So, quick 30-second timeout by the Warriors. Down 9-2, 3:48 to go in the first quarter. It's three threes by Sheridan, one by Casillas, one by Whitrock, and one by Norwest. And they were at our place. Whitrock jacked up about 7 or 8 of them with no results at all. Casillas couldn't hit anything against us for most of the game.
Well,
Norwest was the only one that hurt us.
We've missed a Kobe shot. We've missed a Meeker shot. It should be 9-6 at least.
And a couple of bad turnovers. Warriors ball. Down 7. Grove in the corner to Watson. Back to Grove. Swings it to Carton. Need to find somebody who wants to be an offensive threat.
There it is.
Underneath Berkey. Fouled by Norwest. It's a good pass from Grove to Berkey on that back cut along the baseline.
They've been working on that.
If
they don't play scoreboard watching and just
play
good defense, you can get back in this thing because they're not going to.
Berkey with the foul shot.
And make our foul shots. That would be good the rest of the way.
That would be spectacular. One more coming for Berkey. Second one. Nope. Misses that one. Whitrock with the rebound. Pushes hard up the floor. Ball's loose.
Uh-oh.
Watson's going to pick up his second foul. Diving for the ball. That's the wrong noise. That was me, though.
See
JJ
what happens here
in.
With number 30.
Gavin out with two fouls. So four fouls. It should be five fouls. No, four fouls on the Warriors. Two on Nyseth, two on Watson. That one's a hustle foul, but that reach in earlier is why that foul is costly.
Uh-oh.
Whitrock.
That's all we had in that one.
Casillas hooks a pass to Sanchez on the right wing. Turn, starts to back down Meeker. Doubled by JJ, gets it in the middle. Kick it to the left wing. Back out to Casillas on the left angle. Drives. Kicks it to Whitrock. Can't get the
looking
shot off.
Throw
him on him.
They
Casillas
got it.
Fakes the three. Good job by Berkey. Warrior bench clapping.
Oh, my goodness.
Deep three for Casillas, about 26 feet, misses it. Coming the other way, Meeker pulls up, six-footer, nothing. Rebound, Martinson. Not a bad shot. I mean, Meeker, that's a good shot for him. Just couldn't find the bottom of the net. Whitrock with the drive. Throws up awkward, no good, gets it back. Meeker knocks it out of bounds. So they challenge the shot, and then everybody turns around to look at the ball instead of boxing out.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody boxed out the shooter of all people. Easiest person to find.
Travel. Stepped out of bounds.
Stepped out of bounds on the sideline.
Stepped in before he threw the ball.
Get ball feet down. There you go. So turnover on the inbound, basically. 9-3. Warriors down 6. Berkey brings it up. He's got Grove, Howard, Carton, and Meeker.
Uh-oh. He sprained his ankle?
I don't know. He went down pretty hard. That was Grove. Meeker with the offensive rebound inside lays it up. A short again. Meeker chases it down.
Oh.
Tried to bounce past to JJ. He wasn't expecting it. Lost the ball. There's going to be a foul on Berkey at the other end as Brandon Deal attacks on the break.
Two-shot foul, too.
Deal to the line.
Don't watch the scoreboard. Just play good defense.
Be the first chance they've had for points outside of a three, and that
look
one
at
bounced.
That bounce.
My goodness. You want to explain that run for me?
Well, the rim's tight, but all the way
over,
back over
that
the backboard.
That ball overinflated?
Wow.
I think that ball's got too much air in it. That should not happen. That ball bounced off the back of the rim and over the backboard. Second one's good. I mean, he does shoot with some arch, but 10-3, favor of Sheridan. Warriors struggling here early, 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Little clear out, drive, hand off to Howard. Puts the brakes on, gives it to Berkey.
Oh, he had
trying to go to Carton down low, off Carton's hands and out of bounds.
He was open.
Yep, it was tipped by Whitrock and then off of Carton's hands. It was a good play. They're checking to see if there was another tip. There was a tip by Whitrock, but it might have hit Carton's hands after that. I don't know. The official closest had the best angle on it. Whitrock, bounce pass to Casillas. Casillas gets it across half court.
Got it.
Meeker with a steal. Gets it to Grove. Grove pushes hard. Gets in deep. Lays it up and in.
Good.
Good job by Grove. Little floater from about 3 feet away. 10-5.
They're not recognizing this 2-2. One.
And they get it to Martinson. Martinson backs JJ down.
Got
misses
it.
The shot. Threw it up awkwardly high off the backboard. Carton coming the other way. Leaves it for Meeker. To Berkey popping out. Grove takes the three. Carton
on,
right
come
corner
on,
three.
Come on.
Good.
There it is.
Carton with his first basket of the game. No, he's got two baskets. He got 5 points. In the corner.
There it is.
Carton with the snuff.
Oh,
Meeker's fouled from behind. I'm going to let you be a fan. It's okay. I know you're into the game, so I'm going to let you do that. I'll just turn you down until we've got a break in the action. That way you can enjoy it and not feel inhibited by your microphone. Ron gets so into this guy's basketball. Loves every second of it. It's a love-hate relationship, really. Warriors get the turnover and then the foul. So it's 10-8. Warriors down 2. Slowly chipping away at this, what was a 7-point lead, 9-2. Skip pass to Carton. Left corner 3. Halfway down, wouldn't stay. Whitrock with the long rebound and Carton picks up his second foul. Right? Is that 2 on Carton? Oh, okay. We thought it was Carton. That's right. You're right. So first foul on Carton. Man, he's getting that up there as fast as I look. 16 foul on the Warriors, 48 seconds to go, first quarter. So Sheridan will be shooting free throws the rest of the way. 2-2-1 press for the Warriors. Casillas with it. Dribbles up the left side slowly. Doubled, skips it over to Sanchez. They double him. Berkey with a steal. Berkey attacks, hangs, scores! What a move! Great body control by Evan Berkey to shield off Casillas, who was going up for the block. 10-10 game. Last 2 minutes, the Warriors have been in control of this. The reach-in foul not called. Whitrock drives, hangs, left it short. JJ with the rebound. Good defense by Trent Carton. Berkey, top of the key, works left. Meeker, left corner 3. Short. Sanchez with the rebound. 10 seconds. 7. 6. Whitrock steps back, deep 3. No good. Rebound, Grove tips. JJ gets it, throws it the length of the floor. That is the end of the first quarter, folks. The Warriors in a 10-10 game after a terrible start. This is KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. We're going to start the second quarter. Ron, nice little comeback by the Warriors in the last 2 minutes.
Defense.
You're on.
There you go. Defense.
There we go. Yeah, change it up. 2-2-1.
Yeah, went to a 2-2-1 full court press. JJ got a check, but Berkey made a couple nice steals. Yeah, just
Meeker
much
had a steal.
Better defense.
Carton had a steal. I think we had about four steals in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Really changed the whole momentum of the game, too. We started getting some confidence on the offensive end because we were getting some stops. All right.
So he came back with a whole new group here. He's got,
and he's in man-to-man. He's got Anderson on the floor with Meeker, Carton, Wolf, and Berkey. So it's a small lineup, but it should be able to guard everything on the floor. Whitrock with it. Top of the key. Wolf has him. Over to Martinson on top. Back to Whitrock on the left wing. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors. Whitrock works right. Wolf gets back to him. Sanchez. Way out on top. To Casillas. Casillas, Berkey on him. Berkey as good a man defender as there is in our league. Sanchez. Carton guarding him. Gets back to Casillas. Casillas with Berkey. Gets a screen. Meeker with a little shade there. Casillas backs his way down to the foul line. Turns. Meeker fouls him. Yeah, but forcing him into a tough shot. Felt like it was pretty close to a 5 second call because he never got past his defender. He just kept backing down and backing down. Casillas to the line to shoot two. Tie game. And misses his foul shot. That one rims in and out. One more for the senior point guard. Buries that one. 11-10 in favor of Sheridan. Wolf pushes quickly up the right side. Puts the brakes on, leaves it for Carton. Back to Wolf. Wolf, man-to-man defense for Sheridan as well. Wolf works left, leaves it for Berkey. A little curl. Anderson, elbow jumper, buries it. Oh, that's pretty. Oh, that's pretty ball movement. Little weave action, and Anderson just sticks that elbow jumper. Casillas trapped, gets it up to Whitrock, back to Casillas. Casillas across half court. Berkey strips and seals it ahead to Anderson. Anderson will take it in, lay it up, misses, fouled. Anderson with a good take, great seal by Evan Berkey. No, that, as Ron's saying, that 2-2-1 just really stifling. They're just not quite sure how to attack it. Where that pass needs to go, where it needs to go is up a sideline against 2-2-1 to the middle and then to a corner. Anderson makes a free throw. Warriors up 2, 13-11. 1 more coming for the senior forward. Anderson, that one halfway down, wouldn't stay. Tight rims. Casillas with it. Warriors up 2, 6:40, second quarter. Drives, backs his way down, off balance, misses, gets it back, falls to the ground. That's a travel. How's that not a travel? Jump ball. Casillas a little shaken up. Rolled his ankle, I think. Just a little tweak, probably. He's okay. He'll get up and walk it off. I don't know how that's not a travel. I mean, it's always been a travel when you have the ball and you fall down. Warriors ball in the alternating possession. Berkey. Berkey's asking the official about it, actually. And the official's trying to explain it, but I think that's an insufficient explanation, whatever it is. Because it's wrong. Wolf. To Berkey. Officials will try to explain, like, why they made a call. It's like, you just made the wrong call. Just admit it. Like, yeah, I missed that one. Carton, right angle three. Off the back rim. Casillas with the rebound. Good look. Wide open and lots of time to set his feet. Casillas with the drive. Slips again. And they're going to get a reach and foul on Berkey. He slipped, drug his pivot foot, no call. He has traveled the last two times down the floor without getting a call. Reach and foul will put Berkey on the line, or Casillas on the line to shoot one and one. Second on Berkey. So that'll bring Grove back in. 6:05 left to go second quarter. So we got three guys on the bench with two fouls. Casillas to the line. He's 1-for-2 tonight. 4 points in the game. and he's got five. Jiminy Christmas. It's 1-1. I think everybody knew that except the players and the officials, because they started to play the basketball game after the first miss or the first make. One more for Casillas. Hits them both. So we got a tie game, 13 all. Casillas with six. 6 minutes to go, first half. Grove, middle of the floor with it. Works to the right. Crosses over. High bounce, high post. They kick it back out. Wolf for three. Hits it! Dallas Wolf! Draining the three-pointer. That is good to see. Warriors up three. Martinson loses it. Stripped by Carton. Picked up by Grove. Grove drives. Tried to give it to Wolf. Knocked out of bounds by number 11, Wittrick. Coach Grauer wants some help on that. He's not getting any. And she's all the way down at the end of the Warriors bench, 80 feet away from what's happening here. Nope, it's not going to change. Ron thought they might be changing the call. They're not. Carton, left corner. Wolf hits another one. Dallas Wolf burying his second three. Timeout, Sheridan. Oh, the Warriors with Dallas Wolf burying back-to-back three-pointers. And Amity up by six. What do you got, Ron?
Well, we both know all season long he is their best three-point shooter. He's about their only three-point shooter.
He's a much better shooter than people know.
If Trent is on, yes. But Dallas from last year can make threes.
Absolutely. Dallas has always been a talented basketball player. Uh-huh. He's had a hard time
playing defense.
With defense, I think. And you know, when you're trying to earn minutes, sometimes you try too hard with the ball handling.
And
Mikey struggled with that. Dallas struggled. You're trying to earn those minutes. Sometimes you do too much and you turn the ball over, and then the coach is like, well, I can't have that in there, you know?
No.
And because as a coach, it's like turnovers are the bane of your existence. So when Dallas plays off the ball, he's really, really good. Mm-hmm. He's a very good shooter. He can beat you off the dribble.
There's no excuse for him not playing better defense.
All right, so same five on the floor for the Warriors. It's working right now. It's Grove, Wolf, Meeker, Carton, and Anderson. This is a lineup out of foul desperation, but it's a good lineup right now.
Good defensive lineup.
2-2-1. Pressure. Now it looks like a 1-3-1 kind of. Still 2-2-1. They throw long. Norwest in the corner. He's not in three-point range, so he doesn't shoot. Wittrock drives, hangs, bounce pass out to Casillas. Wolf on Casillas. That's a tough matchup for Wolf. 2-3 zone. Never mind. Skip it back over. Wittrock, deep three, right angle, no good. Anderson corrals the rebound. Ahead to Wolf. Wolf works left, bounce pass to Anderson in the high post. Out to Grove, fakes the three, down low. Meeker and Anderson really occupying kind of the same space. Neither one knew who it was for. Warriors back on defense here now. They're giving us some interesting looks because they're really dropping and making it look like a 1-3-1 here. Casillas gets it across. Now into the 2-3 zone. Casillas to the foul line. Pulls up for the jumper and he's slapped. He'll shoot one of them. He should be shooting two. That was a shooting foul, but foul on Grove. His first. Ninth team foul on the Warriors with 4:48 to go. Yeah. 19-13, Warriors on top. Casillas to the line. They're going to say he's shooting 1-1, which is bizarre. Because if there was a shooting foul, that was probably it. He hits the first one. He's hit four in a row from the foul line now. They'll be shooting two the rest of the way. Casillas misses the second. Carton with the rebound. Carton brings it up, pulls up top of the key to Grove, right corner three. Good! Andrew Grove buries a three. He's got five. Warriors are up eight. They were down 9-1, Ron. I'll get this number. They were down 9-2. There's a hook shot in the lane by Martinson with the left hand that goes. So it's 22-16. Wolf back in the corner to Grove. Fakes the three out to Wolf. To Grove again. Wolf swings it to Carton. Get that defense to react. Back on top. Wolf for three. Hits another one! Dallas Wolf, 3 for 3 from 3-point range, or 3 from 4 maybe. He missed one maybe. I don't know. Maybe he's hit all three. I think he's hit all three of his. Whitrock, it's a 25-16 Warrior lead. Off balance, Casillas misses, tries to get it back. Grove pokes his hand in there, pushes it away, drives, hangs, should have passed it, but he scores. He had three teammates he could have given the ball up to, but he took it into the chest. But if he misses, he's going to get the rebound. Whitrock gets it across half court. Warriors up 11 now. Whitrock dribbling out on top, away from the defender. Works to the right. Scoops over the backboard and out of bounds. That's why you don't shoot that shot. When you start coming up, you just don't have good control of the ball, and you can't change. It's like a one-handed pass. You can't change what you're doing. Into the game, Keon Vrell. And we're going to have a technical on Whitrock. Well, I would put Wolf to shoot it, but it's going to be Grove. Oh, it's going to be Carton. Did they just Rochambeau for it?
Money Razor, he has the best.
Does he? So maybe that's what decided it. Tell you what, I'd put Dallas on there. Guy's draining some stuff. Carton short on the first one.
In games, we've seen him not be very good at the foul line.
Streaky. Buries the second one. So the Warriors get a free point because they were going to have the ball anyway. 28-16. 3:18 left to go in the second quarter. It was a 9-2 game. So it's a 26-7 run for the Warriors since the about 2:10 mark of the first quarter. Wolf skips it over to Grove for three. Hits another one! I'll tell you what, Grove and Wolf are owning this game right now.
Yeah.
Outstanding by both of them. Long pass ahead. Corner three. No good. Rebound Vrell. That was Verdino with the shot. Vrell to Wolf. Thought about the three. Didn't have his feet set. Down low. Carton turns. Scores with a little hook shot. Little ball fake. Got the defense to bite on it. Warriors are rolling, Ron. Up 17. Casillas across the timeline. Hooks a pass down to Verdino. Back to Martinson. Out to Whitrock for three. Good. He can shoot. He's got six. 33-19 Warriors. Warriors coming right back at him. Grove down low. Vrell out to Wolf for three. Oh, just off the back of the rim. Grove with the rebound. Lost it. Fouled. Oh, that was right on line. Seventh team foul will put Grove on the line to shoot two, or shoot one and one. He's got 8 points, 10 points in the game. Wolf's got nine. Carton's got seven. Eight. Carton's up to eight. Clark into the game. Anderson and Carton out and Mather in. The last 2:16 probably here of the quarter. Timeout taken by Coach Grauer and Sheridan. It's a full timeout. We'll take a break. KLYC McMinnville.
Contact Tim Harsma at Country Financial today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like. To protect what matters most, call Tim Harsma at Country Financial, 503-565-2043. Contact Tim Harsma at Country Financial today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like. To protect what matters most, call Tim Harsma at Country Financial, 503-565-2043. Jed McMullen Electric would like to thank the Amity community for all their support over the past 10 years. As Amity alumni, Jed and Kim are proud to support all Warrior athletics and activities. McMullen Electric, your hometown electrical contractor. Call 503-435-9487 for all your electrical needs.
Did you know that the health of your teeth and mouth has a direct impact on your body's overall health? This makes regular dentistry.
Coming out of the timeout. Oh, the Warriors came out early. I guess Sheridan didn't. I thought we had to cut that commercial because they were coming out early. On the floor for the Warriors, Brell, Grove, Wolf, Mather, and Clark. So four guards and a post. But really, all you need Reagan to do is set a few screens and go hit the boards because you got all these shooters on the floor right now. Wolf and Grove have just been phenomenal in this run.
They got
You're still on.
I think they got a scorebook discrepancy.
Huh. I don't know what it is. I mean, I think the score is right. Unless there's a foul issue.
Mandana's got different score than the other scorebook.
Well, let me see what I've got here.
So they're trying to decide if it was a 1-1. They're counting fouls.
9:33. I got ours is right. So yeah, they must have been checking fouls. Maybe they didn't think it was 7.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Grove to the line to shoot 1-1. First one won't stay. Clark with the rebound tips. Knocks it away. He's only one rebounding. Unfortunately, he couldn't pull it down. You got to have some help in there. Casillas kicks it out. Whitrock drives. Fouled by Varell. Jeez, that was a tough shot. Off balance he hit. Fading away. Falling down to the left. Ah, should have had that rebound down there. We almost had it.
The difference in that time down the court was we didn't get a chance to slow him down with the press.
Yeah.
It was a rebound fast break, and we did not transition to defense.
Well, but it shouldn't have been a fast break. We were standing around watching.
We did not transition to defense.
Because that ball didn't get rebounded right away. It got tipped about 4 times and then rebounded, which means everybody should have been back on defense that wasn't rebounding, right? Shouldn't have been any transition there, but
and
you're
Reagan,
right.
Reagan was trying to flat foot that rebound. He never really jumped.
First one missed by Whitrock. Second one hits that one. He's got 7. 33-20 Warriors, 2 minutes. Wolf will just pull up and take a three, and he buries it! His 4th three of the first half. Yeah, I mean, when you're feeling it and they don't guard you at the top of the key, you might as well take it, right? Might as well. Whitrock with it. Dallas Wolf with 12 first half points.
Casillas. 4 for 6 from the field, I think.
He may only have 1 miss. I think he just missed the one. His 4th one. 4th attempt.
They're just Whitrock. Looking for one thing. A 3.
Minute and a half. Kicks it on the wing. Gets it back. Well, he can take that one. He's 30 feet from the basket. Out in Lillard range.
But there's no moving inside.
Casillas puts up a 25 footer and hits it. Well, I mean, that's a live by the 3, die by the 3, right? Wolf fakes the three over to Varell. He fakes the three from the wing, drives, kicks to Grove. Grove drives, kicks out Mather for Mikey. 3. He can do it. He does it. Mike Mather buries a 3.
What?
Ron, that is 8 threes in the first half.
What pill did they take?
Casillas, he wants to take a 3. Gets it off. Hits another one. My goodness. That was a stumbling three. He's got 3 of them in the first half and 13 points.
There's a place for Berkey in this game.
39-26.
Stopping him.
Yep. Mather works right to Burrell.
We should be getting the last shot here.
Yep. Maybe. It's 30 seconds still.
Yeah, but play it for it. Don't give it back for them to get a 3.
Mather in the corner. Picks up his dribble in a bad spot.
Right off his leg.
Back out to Wolf. Wolf to Mather, fakes the three, down low, Varell, blocked, Clark with the rebound, puts it up, he's fouled, no call,
yeah.
Varell lays it in. Good hustle on the boards down there by Clark and Varell, making that happen, 41-26. Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
That's an interesting little touch foul out there, it's gonna be on Reagan, I think.
All he had to do, he'd stuck out his leg.
5 seconds, gets
down
him two
low,
shots.
He stuck out his leg.
41-26, Warriors by 15.
At least they're not firing up a 3. You gotta earn it.
They're gonna get 2 free throws, but Whitrock at the line. Misses it, so that's a good foul then, right?
He's 1 for 2 last time, he's gonna be 1. At best, 1 for 2 this time.
You know, as good as his shooting form is, he should be a better foul shooter,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but look at the ball, it's a curveball. Watch it spin.
Whitrock with another one. Yep, you're right. Hits it. But you're right. A little side spin. Nisely spin, we called that. There's a pass ahead.
Guess who?
For 3. Oh, halfway down. and they can't get a second one on. That was a great attempt with only 4 seconds to get that ball up the floor and get a clean look at a three.
And
after two quarters, the Warriors with a 41-27 lead. What are you going
to
say,
Ron? They knew who to get the ball to.
Absolutely.
I love that.
That's actually IQ, right?
I
know who's hot.
Yeah.
Get the ball to the hot guy.
Whip it to him.
Yeah. Feed that hand. All right. Got 10 minutes on the clock. We'll take a break. Be back with some halftime numbers for you right after this. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Halftime here from Sheridan High School. Your Warriors with a 41-27 lead, Ron. It was 9-2 Sheridan 6 minutes or 5.5 minutes into this game. And from that point on, to do my math here, the Warriors outscored them 39-18.
Yeah.
That's pretty dominant.
Yeah. And more threes in this game than we've seen in 10 games together.
Yeah. Grove's got a pair of threes. Carton's got a three, Mather's got a three, and Wolf has 4 threes. That's 8 threes in the first half. Wolf led the lead with 12, Grove with 10, Carton 8, and then Anderson, Mather 3 each, Berkey with 3, Varell with 2. Casillas has 13, and Wittrock 8 for the Spartans.
Wolf also played, he was instrumental in several steals on defense.
He played, and he had 0 turnovers.
Yes.
He played the whole second
under control.
Quarter. Played the whole second quarter, 0 turnovers, 12 points.
Under control.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So they're doing a little senior recognition for the cheerleaders. We'll take a break here, throw a little music your way, and come back with some second half action from Sheridan High School. This is KLYC McMinnville.
Post. That's
we are back, folks. Sorry about that. Minute 45 here of halftime left. Warriors on a great run in the last really about 10 and a half minutes. They scored 39 points and played great defense.
Yeah.
Just really got it going, and really defensively the 2-2-1 press really helped them out, and offensively the three ball got going. Dallas Wolf with 4 of them, a couple by Andrew Grove, 1 by Trent, 1 by Mike. It's contagious. You start hitting threes, Ron, and everybody wants to shoot the next one. Like, yeah, let me get some of that pudding.
I'm gonna tell you, the next 4 minutes make or break here. We can pull further away in the next 4 minutes, or
we can break their will.
It's close.
If we come out, take
let
this
them in the game
14
in the next
point
minutes.
Lead. If you take the 14 point lead, extend it to 20, 22 in the next 3 or 4 minutes, yeah, they're done.
Ooh.
So we'll see. I mean, generally, we were talking when we were off the air there, generally, Devin sticks with the same starting five that he started the game with. A little bit of foul trouble. Berkey with 2. Nyseth with 2. Watson with 2. Watson didn't start first half. He came in and got 2. But it looks like regular starters coming back in. Oh, hold on. I turned you down. Go ahead.
He knows he can come back. I think he would know. He should know that he can come back with some secret agents.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, his starters did not play well together.
Nope.
At all.
Well, it would have made a difference if Meeker made a couple lay-ins.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, they just didn't play well. They did not get results as a group in the first quarter.
And defensively, they were not sharp.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah, they were giving up open threes. And honestly, you know, if I were coaching, which I'm not telling Devin what to do and not questioning, but my thought would be, hey, if you guys don't play well in the first 2 or 3 minutes, oh, I'm going to this bench because my bench played well.
Better than you guys.
Yeah. So let's get the guys out there that are playing well tonight together, too. You know, so Carton was part of that group, and so was Grove that played well together. Sheridan ball to start the third quarter. Sanchez gives it up to Wittrock on the left wing. Wittrock trying to get a three. Good job by Carton. Gets a little drive into Colby. Foul on Colby. That's his third. My goodness. Colby, just one of those nights.
He switched off.
Oh, sorry. No, you're on still.
He switched off because he had to. The guard got beat, and he's slow just, feet.
Yep, it's tough. Like we talked about that before. Colby and Reagan, not a lot, and JJ too, not a lot of lateral speed for those guys.
Nope.
They don't move well left to right. They've got some length, but they can rebound, and right away, Anderson coming into the game for Colby. Just one of those days for Colby. But watch.
Dylan will make things up.
I mean, Colby will handle it. He'll roll with it. Some nights it's your night. Some nights it's somebody else's night. First one good for Wittrock. He had 8 in the first half. Second one good also. He's got 10 in the game. Warriors ball. First possession of the second half. Berkey on top to Grove out by the center circle. Swings it to Carton on the left wing. Back to Grove. Berkey right angle. Skip pass to Carton. Fakes the three. Drives. Kicks to Grove. Wide open look. Top of the key. Way short. Meeker couldn't get to it before it hit the baseline. Wow. No. That's one of those. Oh, I guess I stood around for 10 minutes. What are my legs? Somebody seen my legs? Anybody seen my legs? That's Andrew right now. Oh, my goodness. I got to find him. In the corner. Norwest for three. Air balls that, so he returns the favor. Anderson with the rebound. Gets it to Berkey, barely. Berkey pushes up the middle. Crosses over. Picks up his dribble. Leaves it for Carton. He'll put up a three.
Nope.
No.
Air ball.
Wow. So three air balls in a row. Two for the Warriors. One for the Spartans.
How quick is the hook?
I don't know. I mean, like I said, I mean, we're a minute and 5 seconds in, and we've shot two air balls. So how long do you let that go? Casillas picks up his dribble, gives it to Whitrock. Whitrock crosses half court on the left side, pushes up to Sanchez, back on top to Casillas. Fakes to Whitrock. Now hooks it to Sanchez, left corner. Wouldn't worry much about him shooting. He starts to work down, kicks it across to Norwest, who fumbles it out to Casillas. Casillas for three, short, barely got some rim. Well, everybody lost their shooting touch at halftime, apparently, Ron. Berkey, over to Grove.
Go inside. Get one inside. Come on.
Grove on the right wing, drives baseline, kicks it out to Carton through his legs, gets it back. He goes baseline, hooks it up and in on a reverse lay-in. Trent just kind of prodding and prying along that baseline to see what was available and finally found a reverse lay-in. He sneaks shots up.
Yeah.
He's good about finding shots in the crevice. Norwest, I would double him, man. He is not good with the ball. Whitrock drives, off balance, left hand, misses. Carton with a good board, pushes hard. Nothing there, slows it down. Berkey in the center circle. High post, out to Carton, down to Anderson. Missed. He had no place to go with that shot. Tried to reverse it up and in, but couldn't find the backboard. Casillas barreling his way down. Berkey just wraps him up and brings him to the ground gently. His third foul.
That foul is...
He didn't know what to do with him, did he? Like, Casillas was just kind of scattering left and right.
Set your feet and take a charge.
Yeah. Make him spin off of you. Wolf's going to come in. Berkey's going to come out.
But that was a desperation foul. He just tackled him.
Well, he was backing up, and he had no idea... I don't think he knew where the basket was or where Casillas was going. Casillas at the foul line hits the first. He's got 14 in the game, leading scorer for either team. Wolf in, Berkey out. Frustrating night for Berkey and Nyseth so far. Casillas hits a pair. Warriors with the ball, up 12, 43-31. Already two starters out. With foul trouble. Meeker to Carton in the left corner. Back to Meeker. Ball fake. Kicks it out to Wolf. Stolen by Sanchez. Meeker got in there and didn't have a plan. Casillas pushes hard up the middle. Drives. Hangs. Fouled. Scores. It's too strong. Warriors not taking away his right hand. It's down to a 10-point game. So just the opposite of what we hoped would happen, Ron. I'm going to turn you down, Ron, so you can enjoy. I know, but now you can say whatever you feel like. Well, it was going to be one way or the other. Loose ball picked up after the miss. So Warriors get a break there. Meeker up to the top of the key. He'll take a 21-footer. No good. Carton with the rebound in traffic. Elbow. Nowhere to go. Timeout taken by Devin. Going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here. Now you're back on.
Not much offensively. And,
defensively, we're not getting on the right hand of Casillas.
No, he only goes right. He's going
to... Well, I don't know if he only goes right, but he wants to go right. You better take it away from him.
Yeah.
At least make him go where he doesn't want to go. I don't know if he can go or not, but it's not his choice, and we're giving him what he wants. 10-point game, 4:55 left to go in the third quarter. Three fouls on the Warriors, none on the Spartans so far. girl looked like she was having a seizure on that. That handspring there. She kind of stumbled backwards and everything kind of locked up for a second. One of their cheerleaders, I thought she was going down. All right. Warriors ball along the baseline. Carton with it, right side of the key. He'll trigger it in. Bounce pass to Meeker in traffic. Foul scores! There we go. George Meeker doing what George Meeker does best, and that's getting a basket in traffic. Hold on.
What I like, that was a timeout play called, and yep. He ran it to perfection.
And that was Meeker diving from the elbow right down that right sideline into traffic. He doesn't care. He likes traffic.
Trent made a nice pass.
He did. Traffic is George's friend. Draws the foul, misses. Carton nice. With the rebound, puts it up, and in! Trent Carton with a quick move inside.
Travels.
And gets the rebound on the offensive glass after the missed free throw by Meeker, puts it up and in. Casillas with it. Works to his right. Drives. Should have been a foul on Meeker. Missed shot in there. Ball's loose. Pulled out of there by Sheridan. Out to Norwest on top. Takes a three. Top of the key. No good. Carton with another board. Trent doing a good job on the boards. Both end of the floor. Throws it ahead to Grove. Couldn't. He took his eyes off it. It was a reach. He had to reach out for it. But I saw him looking away as he was trying to catch the ball. Can't do that. 47-33. Warriors up by 14. After a four-point trip. Unforced error there on the Warriors that time. Defensively, Warriors in a 1-2-2 it looks like here. 2-2-1. Madison up on top. Deep three. No good. Ball tipped out. Anderson with a rebound. Good job by Meeker to tip that out. Carton pushes hard up the right side. Should leave it. Doesn't. Takes it all the way and scores! I thought he was going to leave it for Grove, but he saw the opening and he's got 6 in the quarter. 14 in the game for Trent Carton. Warriors up 16. Again, Ron, second unit helping out here. You've got Anderson and Wolf in the game. They haven't scored, but they're playing defense and doing good things. There's a corner three, almost air ball, just grazed the rim for Deal. Meeker to Carton. Carton hooks it to Wolf, lays it in. Oh, offensive foul on Carton. What's that?
Too many dribbles. He took it too far in. There was two guys.
Jump stop.
There was two guys on either side he could have passed.
Let's talk about how to run a fast break, Ron.
Yeah.
You get into traffic, the guy sets his feet, you jump stop, deliver a bounce pass.
And at the free throw line, you need to be making a decision. You can't take it all the way down into the key.
Anderson out, Howard in, JJ on the floor with Carton. Vrell also into the game. So Meeker out as well as Anderson. Grove and Wolf on the floor. This could be a good group here defensively. Casillas to Whitrock across half court, back to Casillas, traveled.
Nice call.
We haven't had a lot of those calls. He complains a little. He can't complain much. He's already got a technical. 16-point Warrior lead, 3:20 to go, third quarter. Warriors with the ball. They were up 14 at halftime. Carton right angle, back on top to Grove, swings it left to... Then back over to Carton on the right side, drives baseline, floats, hangs, scores off the glass. He loves that little runner.
Turnover.
And there's a steal by Wolf on the inbound. He's fouled, no call. And then he throws it away. And Grove gets a steal going the other way on a bad pass. So turnabout's fair play. Grove pushes hard, gets to the foul line, puts the brakes on. In the corner to Wolf, out to Vrell, fakes, gets to the mid-range. Oh, great pass to Wolf, hits a three! Dallas Wolf with 5 of them! What a play by Keon Vrell! He gave the head fake, he drove, he drew the defense, he kicked to the corner, timeout Sheridan! Warriors up 54-33, 2:36 left to go in the third, we'll be right back. 2:36 left to go, third quarter, 54-33, Warriors on top of the Spartans. It was, that's an 11-0 run, Ron, for the Warriors with, three bench guys in there. Maybe three in there right now. They've had two or three in there.
I don't think he has starters. I really don't. They all play.
Well, they are, and he's gonna go with the hot hands, I think. Drive, nice block by JJ. And he comes down with it, throws it ahead to Grove. Grove to Vrell up the left side. Vrell drives, hooks it to JJ, wasn't ready. Ah, lost the ball. He was looking, I think, at the rim.
He thought Keon was going to shoot it.
He looked at the rim, can't take your eyes off the ball. You never, a good passer will find you at the last possible second. Casillas, nowhere to go, down low, leaves it for Martinson out in the corner. They kick it out to Whitrock, left angle three, air balls, Grove saves to Carton. Carton works hard up the right side, puts the brakes on at the top of the key, swings it to Grove. In the corner, Varell with the drive, stepped out of bounds. You know, these lines are terrible, too.
Yeah, well, how can you tell the difference right there?
There's a line. What is that line? An inch wide?
Yeah.
Between the same color baseline as there is in the three-point line.
Should not be.
Or not the three-point line, the three-point, inside the three-point line.
Yeah.
So you have like 12 feet of blue on blue with a narrow wood strip in there. Our kids keep stepping on it. They throw it ahead. Deal. Whitrock, high post, Martinson knocked away by Grove, picked up by Carton. Carton pushes hard, middle, they tried to foul him, it's gonna be a foul on Carton. That's gonna be his third.
He's gotta stop.
This group likes to call offensive fouls, Ron.
Well, and Sheridan, that's all they did in the JV game, and here, take a charge. That's like a badge of courage for them.
Well, and I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, we were taught that growing up. You may not get the charge. You won't get the blocking foul probably either if you're just standing there, even if you don't get the charge. Casillas almost traveled.
Well, he palmed the ball. He put his hand underneath to pass it and then couldn't pass it one-handed like our favorite pass.
Yeah. Casillas with the ball works left to the angle. Wolf on him. Wolf doing a good job. Just staying in front. Oh, gets screened off. Good help from Carton. Out to Whitrock. Back to Casillas. From the volleyball line. Misses. Long rebound. Martinson.
Just can't get those.
That's a long rebound. That's a 16, 17 foot rebound. JJ with the foul. Yeah, he got him on the arm. He got ball, but he had arm against arm also. But a good try by JJ. He's got that last block was nice. That gave him, he's gonna block everything now in his mind, right?
Well, he's going straight up instead of down on their head.
It helps, doesn't it? He's got such good length. He should be a very good shot blocker. Not as good as Bourne, but he should be at the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Bourne's exceptional. Bourne lets you shoot the ball, then he goes gets it.
Well, him and Andrew haven't played a lot of varsity basketball. I mean, we've had the whole season, but they don't have, I mean, they're juniors with not a lot of varsity experience.
But that's pretty normal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's usually when you get it. JJ with the rebound. Did they get that first one? They did.
Yeah.
That was Whitrock. I don't know who that was. The rebound.
JJ's screening.
They work it around. Wolf has to chase it down. Good save. Knocked away. Out of bounds off of JJ. And that wasn't a good pass to Wolf. I don't know who made it. I don't know if that was Meeker. Through that
Andrew?
Pass.
Maybe
somebody.
Andrew.
I don't know. Yeah. That was a bad pass to Wolf, though.
Just don't give up a three right here.
Yep. 20-point lead with 33 seconds to go. Casillas. Works right. They double him. I like that. Give it up to Deal. Back to Casillas. Underneath. Oh. Lay-in and the foul by Verdino into the game. The people not paying attention, they were doubling out top. You have to recognize what side the ball is on when you're in kind of that help zone behind when they're doubling, and you've got to shade to that side. We didn't do it.
No. JJ, he was in the middle and didn't move.
Yeah, and Verdino just went right to the low block, uncontested. 18-point game, 23 seconds to go. Warriors will get the ball here after this free throw and see if they can get a good shot here to wrap up the quarter. Verdino at the line. Misses. JJ with a good rebound. That is a little bit of a box out there even.
Uh-huh. We've been preaching it.
I know. He at least put a body. Varell pulls up. Buries the little 10-footer from the left wing. Just up from the baseline. Varell with four in the game. Casillas, little floater. Gets it to roll in with 4 seconds.
You've got to
see if the Warriors can come back quick here.
Got time.
Meeker. Did he get it off? No.
Oh.
Almost. 18-point game after three quarters. Warriors on start of the fourth quarter here from Sheridan High School. Your Warriors on top of the Sheridan Spartans by 18, 56 to 38. 7 fouls on the Warriors in this third quarter.
One
on Sheridan. That's kind of hard to believe. If I'm Devin, I'm working that a little bit. See if I can get some calls. It would help, though, if we held our ground down here when Casillas drove instead of grabbing, slapping, and everything
and
else.
If you're so intent on Casillas, you better figure out he's going to give it up if you double-team.
Well, on the floor for the Warriors, it's Grove, Meeker, Wolf, Vrell, and Howard. Wolf, top of the key, swings it to Grove. Down in the corner to Meeker, back to Grove. Wolf, out by the center circle, directs traffic to Vrell.
Trying to try to screen
two,
over
three,
here.
2-3 zone, trying to get a back door maybe?
Yeah.
Meeker at the high post, left corner, Grove with it, feeds Meeker. Out to Wolf for three.
Maybe.
Oh, a little short on that one. Tipped and
got it.
Meeker almost tied up Sanchez. Casillas with it. 18-point Warrior lead. Sanchez on the left wing. He's not going to shoot. You can back off him a little bit. Steps back from 16. Misses. Long rebound. JJ tips. It's out of bounds. Good try. Battling with Martinson. Colby in. JJ out. This motion has to stop every time he comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Just come out.
Yeah.
Swap out. Colby played all of about 4 minutes in the 3 minutes in this game.
Can
out on top
make,
to Sanchez. Oh, my goodness. Sanchez takes an extra step. No call. Steps back. Blocked by Vrell. Nyseth with the ball. Throws it ahead to Vrell up the right side. Back to Nyseth all the way in. Missed it. He thought he was going to get another offensive foul. I think there's no way because Casillas was underneath the basket. Casillas out on top, stumbles, gets his control back. Take away his right hand. He did. Spinning back, out of control. Got to have that steal, I think. To drive,
it.
Lost it. Warriors ball. Off of the foot of Wittrick. Into the game. Carton for Vrell. So it's Carton, Nyseth, Wolf, Grove, and Meeker for the Warriors. Carton and Grove play catch outside. There's Wolf now in the left wing. High post. Colby down low to Meeker. Pump fake. Hang scores fouled. Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
That shot's been missing for the last couple of days.
Well, it was missing in the first quarter, too.
Yeah.
He is not getting the ball above the rim, but now he's back. Warriors up 20. Grove to the line. I don't know what the hesitation here is. One shot.
Oh, they're explaining the call to the big guy underneath.
Who cares?
Oh.
All right. None of his business.
He fouled.
Yeah, you got a foul called on you. Meeker hits it. He's got five in the game. Long pass ahead. Sanchez. Martinson in the middle with that little left hand. He drops it up before the defense. That's a nice little play. Outside in on the cutter. Finding him. Wolf, Carton, swings it left side to Grove. Back to Carton. Devin calls out what he wants. Wolf on the wing. Skips it over to Grove. Back to Carton. Trying to
Looking
run Wolf,
Wolf
out. Yep. Trying to run Wolf out.
Got him.
Inside to Nyseth. Back to Carton. 17-footer. No good. Nyseth rebound. He's fouled. Ripped him right across the wrist.
Only their third foul, though. Are you going to give us two? Yeah, good job.
Two shots coming up for Nyseth. Casillas fouled him. And they're getting trying to get an explanation on every call. I don't know what's going on down there. All right. To the line. Nyseth to shoot two. No points in the game for Colby. Now he's got a point. Into the game, Verdino out, Norwest in. Senior night, giving Norwest some extra minutes. It's nice.
He can make one shot.
One more for Colby. Yeah, he doesn't get that one. Rolls out. He has so much spin on that ball when he shoots it. His rotation is so fast. Casillas works right. Grove cuts him off. That is good defense right there by Andrew Grove. Casillas anticipating contact, starting to lean. Grove just kept giving ground. Casillas basically falling down, threw it off a Warrior and out of bounds. Casillas will inbound right side of the key.
Uh-oh. George got caught.
Yeah. Going to get Meeker on the hold. That's going to put Martinson on the line to shoot. 1-1. That's the 8th team foul on the Warriors. Second on Meeker. Martinson at the line. First one. Good. Martinson's problem is he's only 5'10".
Yeah.
He has the skill set of somebody who needs to be about 6'4".
Sub.
Martinson gets a pair. Berkey in, Grove out. Grove's had himself a nice game. And scored in the second half. 10 in that first half, but he's played well. He's played good defense overall.
I like to
handle the ball well.
I like to see if Berkey can get it together mentally here for the next minute or two.
Yeah, he's had a rough game, just like Nysaf. A lot of fouls, not much offense going on.
Travels. Whoa, that was blatant.
Yeah, Meeker travels in the high post. Just didn't have his feet where he wanted him when he caught the ball, so he changed his feet around. Got him where he wanted him. They called that
one. It's a 5-second turnover.
60-42 Warriors, 5.5 minutes to go here in this one. Casillas working up the left side slowly. Now he drives hard, backs off. Works to the right, over to Sanchez. See, I would just deny Casillas now. They go high post, Martinson out to Casillas. Wanted to shoot the three. Good closeout by Berkey. Sanchez, Casillas, three in the key. They took too long. Coming back into the game, Wittrock. He's going to come in for Casillas.
25 hasn't played for so long. He put his 10 up and forgot to move.
60-42 Warriors and the ball. Berkey, Wolf play catch out top. Over to down low, Meeker. Meeker stripped from behind. Berkey chases it down. Good hustle. Out to Wolf. Lobs underneath the Meeker. Oh, he was hit pretty hard there. Warriors can't save the ball.
Oh my.
It's gonna be Warrior basketball. That was off the carton. But my goodness, Meeker just got belly checked by Norwest. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I mean, he goes to gather himself and all of a sudden he just gets slammed by this guy who's carrying around,
designated shooter.
Yeah. He's carrying around some extra size.
Could be.
3-pointer for
no.
Wolf. Nope.
Move
a little
it.
Left. Rush that one a little. Throw it ahead to Casillas back into the game. Casillas puts the brakes on. Good hustle by Berkey to get back in front of him. Stripped by Carton. Casillas saves it out to Wittrock. That's a good play by Casillas there. Wittrock with a drive. Hangs, kicks. Norwest couldn't get the shot off. Good closeout by Nysaf. Wittrock for three. No good. Long rebound in the key. Pulled down by Berkey and a timeout taken by Coach McShane.
We're going to win this, but let's win it. Not with a bunch of slop.
Full timeout. We'll take a break and be back in just a couple of minutes here on KLYC.
They can't.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 4:18 left to go in the fourth quarter. Amity with a 60-42 lead over Sheridan. This boys varsity action. Amity looking to move to 7-3 in league and 13-9 overall. Sheridan with a loss would drop to 5-6 in league. 7-12 overall. Not in any danger of making the playoffs. So
are they number five? Will they be the five team? Because five plays four, and then it works out.
No, they're number
way.
Four right now.
Okay, so five. They're going to be in the.
They might be hosting.
They'll be in
the
league playoff
game. Oh, yeah, I think they will. Unless they lose out. Warriors with the ball, running against 2-3 zone. Get to Carton in the middle. Out to Meeker for
could
three.
Be.
No good. Berkey with a weak side rebound out on top to Wolf. Good patience.
Traveled.
Meeker back to Wolf. High post Berkey. Wolf right corner. Three for Carton is good. Good patience by the Warriors. Carton with 11 this half. He had 8 in that third quarter. Casillas drives baseline. They kick it out. Sanchez on the left wing takes a three. Nope. Rebound. Berkey. Berkey's done a good job of rebounding since he came back in.
Yeah, coming back in, really.
21-point lead. Berkey all the way to the basket.
It. Oh.
Left it too hard. He just had so much momentum, he couldn't stop the momentum on the ball.
Nobody was even close to him.
Like he thought he was going to get fouled. Tough shot by Sanchez. Misses Carton with the board.
Oh. Tried to take charge.
All the way under Meeker. Lays it up. No good. Ball tipped. Carton, he'll get a basket. No, he missed a bunny. Rebound by Wittrock. Oh, it was right in front of the rim. Tretz money ball. In the corner, Sanchez. Back out on top, Wittrock. 3 minutes to go. Got mass subs coming in for the Warriors here. So if you're a nice teammate now, you foul, right? Your teammates into the game. Doesn't matter.
That's
flat. Oh. The ball knocked out, I guess, by Berkey. He knew it. No argument. So five in, five out coming in. It's going to be Mather, Clark, Bell, Vrell, and Dyer.
What we were talking about, Berkey, that was a good 2 minutes for him. Get his head back in it.
And he played well, on, especially rebounding and defense, which is his key, right? That's where he earns his money. Didn't turn the ball over. Some really good hustle offensive board work down there by him. We got a timeout, quick 30-second timeout on the floor with these subs coming in.
If we play like this and play under control, we can give San Diego a game.
Well, if we can hit threes.
And we can hit threes.
Dallas Wolf with five threes in the game.
We can beat San Diego.
Well, we only lost by three there, and we played terrible.
Yes.
Of course, Colby did have the offensive game of his life.
How many threes did we make down there? I think
maybe
one.
None? I don't know. Wasn't impressive. All right. Sheridan with the ball. Casillas out top. 26-footer. Good. He can hit it. You just can't win that way.
No.
It's too low of a percentage. You need to have your feet set perfectly in all of this. Mather with it on the side. Picks up his dribble. Out on top to Vrell. High post. Dyer. Bell. Drives. Hangs. No. Left it short. Rebound inside. Clark.
Oh.
Was out of bounds, I guess. Or a foul.
It's our ball. Bounced on the line. Okay. Bounced on the line.
Before Clark tried to save it, I guess.
Whatever line you call it.
Yeah, I don't know. That's tough. I wouldn't want to officiate with that line. It's hard. Mather in the corner to Dyer. Out on top, Vrell. Down low to Clark. Not a great pass. He catches it. Blocked. Jump ball. That was...
Stair ball. I don't think that was a...
That was...
A lot of body.
Yeah. But that was not a great pass. There were two defenders, one behind and one in front, and Vrell just throws a fastball at Reagan. Head high. He got it in there, but there was nowhere to go.
Don't let this
be funny. Over to Norwest on top. He'll take a three, and he'll hit the three. Little screen there by Sanchez. No help. Norwest with his second three of the game. Warriors up 15. Vrell on top to Mather, to Bell. Skip past Keon. Fakes. Problem is, there's not much offense out there. Dyer turns, foul. That'll help.
That's a good move.
Yeah. There's just not a lot of offense scoring power out there.
Brant Bell.
Well, potentially. He'll shoot a three next time down. Devin talking to Reagan. Saying, what's the one thing that Norwest can do? Reagan, what's the one thing he does? Shoots threes. Look at him down here. He's already ready.
Do we know? Do we know somebody's behind there?
No, Devin. Hey, somebody needs to get back.
Mikey knows.
Mikey knows. There we go. His coach distracted him. His man's walked all the way down to the other end of the floor. Was camping out in that right corner. Dyer hits the second one. Missed the first. All right, here we come up the floor. Norwest, Clark on him now. On time after that conversation with coach. Don't let him catch the ball out there.
It's kind of like, what game were you been watching?
Yep. Down low, Sanchez powers
muscled,
up over Dyer.
Muscled.
Yeah. And he's got to spend some time in the weight room. Got to get a little stronger. Mather works to the right to Vrell. Down low, or high post. Now down low to Clark.
There
Clark
will
lay it up and in. Nice pass by Dyer to Clark for the basket. Their spacing wasn't great. Dyer should have been a little higher on that. Norwest, another
he
three. That one was challenged. He likes his shots unchallenged. He's good at that. Dyer ahead to Bell. Here we go. I told you. Bell. Oh, missed it off of Mather and out of bounds. Mikey could have caught that and laid it up and in. Brant, little smirk, little laugh on his face. He can shoot. He just hasn't. He's been sitting all game.
Oh, so that was a pass to Mike.
No.
That's what it was.
Well, it could have been, but it wasn't. I don't think Brant passes. There's a missed three. Bell with the rebound inside. 50 seconds to go. Mikey up the right side. Works in. Back out on top to Bell. Skips it over to Keon.
Let's see him make one.
He's going to go ahead and take that three. It's white. It's right. Long rebound to the corner. Picked up by Whitrock. They get it ahead to Sanchez. Gets inside.
Traveled.
Yeah, didn't call it. It's going to be two shots for him. 66-50. 16-point lead for the Warriors with 28.6 to go. Sanchez will get to the line. Sanchez, a senior. He's going to shoot two after the Dyer foul. hits the first one.
What did we beat them last time, Bart?
17. It's about the same. It's kind of the same thing. Clark with the rebound after the miss.
We shouldn't even shoot right here.
Get it ahead to Mather. Mather steps back to the three-point line. Out on top, Bell for three. It's halfway down. Mather with the rebound. He'll lay it back up. No good. Clark tips. Dyer rebounds. Out on top. Now they're going to hold. 11 seconds. They tried. Final score of this one's going to be 66-51. Almost the same thing happened last time.
Oh, my.
1.5. Sanchez puts up a deep three, misses. Final score, 66-51. Amity with the win. Casillas for Sheridan with 13 in the first half, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 in the second half, 22 in the game to lead all scorers. Carton had 8 in the first half, 11 in the second half, 19 total. Dallas Wolf, story of the game, 15 points on 5 out of 7, if I remember right. 3-point shooting. Might have been 5 out of 8. 5 out of 8 we'll go with. So, outstanding shooting night for Dallas Wolf. Andrew Grove with 10. Meeker with 5 all in the second half. Anderson had 3. Berkey 3. Clark 2. Mather 3. Nyseth 1. Dyer 1. Varell 4. You know, one of those games where you just needed to find some guys who were playing hard and shooting the ball.
Yeah.
It didn't really matter who they were.
Yeah.
So that'll do it for us tonight, folks. We want to thank you for joining us. And next game is on Thursday. That's going to be the fun one. That's going to be Santiam Christian at Amity. It'll be senior night. And
and both teams, boys and girls. That girls game's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them battling. Santiam Christian, number 2 on the girls' side in our league. Our girls, 1. Santiam Christian, number 2 on the boys' side. And our boys, number 3. So it's succeeding, possibly, for districts there for both of these schools. All right, folks. We will see you on Thursday. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you for joining us on this broadcast of Amity High School Sports. Be sure to listen next time, and remember, it's always a great day to be a Warrior. So long, everybody.